Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love that predestined us in Christ to be holy and blameless in this family, in love. And so we thank you for your divine plan for our lives. You are a God that knows exactly why we are here and what is our destiny. So we just lift up this day to you again and to say, your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Romans 8 from verse 25 to 28. So because our hope is set on what is yet to be seen, we patiently keep on waiting for its fulfillment. And in a similar way, the Holy Spirit takes hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. For example, at times we don't even know how to pray or know the best thing to ask for, but the Holy Spirit rises up within us to super intercede on our behalf, pleading to God with emotional sighs too deep for words. God, the searcher of the heart, knows fully our longings, yet he also understands the desires of the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit passionately pleads before God for us, his holy ones, in perfect harmony with God's plan and our destiny. So we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together for good, for we are his lovers who have been called to fulfill his designed purpose.
Hallelujah. This is powerful, eh? So you see, we came into this world and we thought we've got to make a way and we've got to fight and get a destiny and a purpose. But here we can just see, you know, we are God's idea. We come from him, and not like just our natural parents. They have got wonderful ideas and they had wonderful ideas for us. But at the end of the day, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it has a perfect idea and destiny for us. We are their workmanship. They know why we've been made. We've been uniquely made to fulfill a unique destiny. We are the workmanship of God, Ephesians 2. We are the workmanship of God in Christ Jesus for good works laid out for us. And so it's so wonderful. That's why we've been sealed with the Holy Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit can keep us in step every day in the plan, fulfilling the plan, the destiny, the days ordained for us that were written while there were yet none of them. And so that is what it's all about. And that's why we can say everything works together for those that love God, because those that love God have surrendered their lives. They said, not my will, your kingdom come. Give us our daily bread relevant to your love plan for us. And so that's where we find perfect peace, because that's where we find and we experience the living God, not idols and deception and wrong things. We are translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love, so as to experience the goodness of God for our lives. Amen. Be blessed. Arise and shine. God's got a destiny for you. Lord, your will be done, your kingdom come for us, and your kingdom come on this earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.